dan penguji dan penghinaan semacam ini. Father, we did that pain. But that the Lord, our church, is doors open for the preaching of the gospel of Christ. But that the Lord, that every time I minister, would mind those public steps, that we don't worry what we have to hear.
Yes.
Are we going to be evangelical or are they not? Mm-hmm. Father, we thank thee for the faithful preaching of your word in this church. For men born of thee are most to your God. Men of you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And Father, we pray that thou wilt bless the preaching of your word in this congregation. We ask the Lord in the year that lies ahead that thou wilt be pleased to bless in every department of our work. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the past year. We thank you, Lord, for souls saved. We thank you, Lord, for little ones growing in Christ. But, Lord, we look to thee. And we ask thee, Lord, what is this among so many? We ask you, Lord, that thou wilt take the feeble preaching of your word to the boys and girls, to the word going forward in Sunday school and to the Bible class and in the youth fellowship and the preaching of your word here in this house. Father, take the faltering words of man and use them to your glory. Fill this church, Lord, we ask. We pray, Lord, that the pews would be filled once again. Those that are cold at heart, Lord, stir them up. Restore them, Lord, we ask of you. Give them that joy of the Lord. We pray, Lord, for those that don't see the need to separate, Lord, that they will see the need to come out from these congregations that preach not Christ and have crucified, who water down the word of God, who preach another gospel. Oh, Father, we pray that thou wilt blow upon such an extremity of phenomena. We ask you, Lord, that you would fill our church and every church that preaches both Christ and him crucified. We pray, Lord, that this county would be turned from its sin and that they would seek and find thee. Our loving Father, we praise thee for all your many blessings to us. Truly, Lord, in this past year, they are more than can be numbered. We thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. We thank you, Lord, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We pray, Lord, that you will, in this coming year, keep your hand upon each one of our young people. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one. Help them in their stand for thee in college, at work. We pray, Lord, that Christ would be seen in them. Lord, that you would lead each and every one of them to godly partners in life. Father, we pray that your hand would be upon them and lift them up, Lord. We realize, Lord, there's much of the world to entice them away. But, Father, we pray, may their eyes look fully upon the man of Calvary. And Lord, that they would follow closely after him. Our Father, we pray for the elderly in our congregation, those who once sat faithfully in these pews, Sabbath by Sabbath, prayer meeting by prayer meeting, and any other special meeting. Lord, they were in this house. But yet, Lord, frailty of the flesh prevents them coming. Lord, we pray. Put your hand upon each and every one of them. We pray, Lord, lift them up in their own souls. We pray, Lord, bring to their remembrance the messages that they heard. Lord, that they would feed again on the precious truths that they heard in a bygone time. Lord, encourage them, Lord. Take away loneliness. Undertake for those who care for them. Give them help. Give them strength. Our loving Father, come and bless us in this coming year. We're expecting great things from thee, Lord, in this year that lies ahead. We want to see thee move, Lord. Mm. We want to see salvation in this house and throughout this county we come in. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's a prayer, Lord. Our Father and our God, we just thank thee for this time of prayer. We would say amen, Lord, to every petition that has been offered up before thee. And in thy grace and in thy mercy, be pleased, Lord, to answer prayer, even in the days that lie ahead, even in a mighty and in a powerful way. Just continue with us now, we pray, and the remaining part of this meeting tonight, we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Maybe we'll have another favourite hymn. If someone's got a favourite hymn you'd like to sing, just shout out the number, please.
587.
Sin, I should have a hearing aid for Christmas. 587. 587. In the hymn book, 587. 587, in the page 413, shall we gather at the river, and where blind angels' feet have trod, with his crystal tide forever flowing from the throne of God. Lovely old hymn reminding us of the great hope of the believer, hope of heaven. We stand as we sing this time just to hymn through its entirety. 587, standing as we sing.
Thank you.
going to turn tonight, please, in God's Word. It's good to pray. It's good to praise the Lord. And as we come into the new year, just to look afresh at the Word of the Lord, we pray the Lord will have a word for us tonight. We're turning to Philippians chapter number 3, the third chapter of Philippians. Philippians chapter number 3. I just want to read two verses with you, and that's the verse 13 and the verse 14 of Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear God's word as we just read it together, this short reading, even this evening. Here we have Paul writing to the church at Philippi, and he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Amen. And may God bless this reading of His Word to our hearts this evening. Now here in Philippians chapter 3, we really have Paul's autobiography. He talks here about his life in this chapter before he was saved. He talks about his present life as a Christian. And then he also talks about his future life as a believer. And in relating his present life, he uses the illustration of an athlete running a race. And by this he really shows us that his Christian life was a life of running in a spiritual race. And he relates here in particular to this Christian race. In our Bible reading this evening here in verse 13 and verse 14 of Philippians chapter 3, where he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Now, just as the Apostle Paul was in a spiritual race as a believer, so it's the same for all who are saved by the grace of God. God's Word says to every Christian, it says, "Let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And child of God, this evening, as we come to the end of an old year, that year of 2022, and soon in God's will, start into a new year, 2023, we're really just coming to another leg of our spiritual race and journey to heaven. Yes, as we enter into this new year of 2023, our ambition ought to be one of running our race well for God. Whatever hurdles come our way, whatever trials come across our path, whatever our opportunities might be to serve the Lord, we want to be, as it were, at our best for God. We want to run well in the Christian race in 2023. And that being the case, then I want us just to look at our reading tonight and leave with you just a number of thoughts that I trust will be an encouragement to you, child of God, as we continue on in our spiritual race in the new year that lies before us. Notice first of all here with me the commencement of the Christian race. And you see that referred to by Paul in verse 12 of the chapter, at the end of that verse, where he says there, "I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." That word apprehend literally means to find, or if you like, to take. And it really shows how Christ found Paul in his lost, sinful condition. And by the Lord's grace and power, he saved him. The Lord brought Paul into the family of God, and he made him a child of God. And that apprehension of Paul, or as he was earlier known as Saul of Tarsus, by the Lord, you can read about it in Acts chapter 9, on the road to Damascus, when Paul was apprehended by the risen Christ and was saved as he was on his journey to persecute Christians at midday on that journey. And child of God, yes, it's the same for you and I. Yes, we did not commence the Christian life or race by our church attendance. We did not commence it by our partaking of the ordinances of the church or by self-reformation in our own life. No, we began the Christian race, yes, the day that you and I also, just like Paul, were apprehended of Jesus Christ. Yes, that day the Lord Himself, He found us as lost sinners. He says, for of Himself the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And in finding us, He convicted us of our sin. He convinced us of our lost, sinful condition before Almighty God. And with that conviction, He drew us to faith in Christ alone for our salvation. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, of Christ, neither is there salvation and any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. And with that realization in our heart and soul, when we were apprehended of Christ, we trusted Christ, we embraced Him alone to be our Savior, our only Savior from sin. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And as a result of being apprehended of Christ, we were led to believe on Christ, to trust Him, to rest upon Him alone for our salvation. Now the Bible says in Acts 3 verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. And again, as a result of being apprehended of Christ, we were brought to that place of repentance toward God. And with that work of repentance, God, yes, has given us that desire to turn away from sin and to live for His honor and glory. And by the commencement of our race for God, we can say tonight it was all due to the grace of God, to the mercy of God. We can say with Paul, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And it's always good, child of God, to reflect upon our Christian life and what the Lord has done for us. Indeed, as we look back, as it were, to the start of our Christian race, every single one of us in this meeting tonight who are saved, we can say with the hymn writer of old, His wondrous grace has rescued me. You think of these words of Paul here at the end of verse number 12. He says, I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. And believer, that's your testimony in the meeting tonight. You too can say with Paul, I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. In love and in mercy and in grace, Christ sought me. And Christ found me, and He brought me into His banqueting house, and His banner over us is love. We're all familiar with the parable of the lost sheep. The sheep was lost, and that was the picture of you and I in our lost, sinful condition. And we read of the shepherd. It wasn't the sheep seeking the shepherd. No, it was the shepherd seeking the sheep. And He went after that lost sheep that was separated from the fold and lost. And He found the sheep, and he put it on His shoulders, and He carried it home rejoicing, saying, rejoice with me, I have found my sheep that was lost. And likewise, child of God, that's a picture of what the Lord has done for you and for me when He apprehended us and saved us by His grace and power. Now, you sometimes hear the expression that a criminal has been apprehended by the forces of the law, by the police or whatever. They go after that person, they apprehend them, they catch them, they find them. That's what the Lord has done for us. He went after us in our lost, sinful condition, and He found us, and He drew us to Himself. Oh, let us praise the Lord tonight for apprehending us and saving us, and bringing us, as it were, to the commencement of the Christian race. Yes, we see the commencement of the Christian race. Notice, secondly tonight, notice the course of the Christian race. Look again at what Paul says in verse 12 of this chapter 3 of Philippians. He says in verse number 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. What's Paul saying here? Well, he's saying this despite past blessings, despite past service for God. Paul knew that his Christian race would only end and it would only be perfect in heaven. And child of God, it's the same for you and I also tonight. Yes, in 2022 and in previous years, we have been blessed of the Lord, wonderfully blessed of the Lord. Yes, we have served Him in many different ways and many different, as it were, fields of service and many different capacities as His people. But child of God, this does not mean that our Christian race is over. No, far from it. No, our Christian race will only be over and our Christian race will only be perfect whenever you and I get to heaven and get to glory, as we were singing about there in that hymn before our message. Also, as a result of this humble realization, we see here as well how Paul's present ambition, what was it? It was to go on in his Christian race. For look at what he says there in verse 12. He says, "But I follow after." That speaks of a desire to go on. In verse 14, he says, "I press toward the mark." There was no going back for Paul. There was that progressing, that going forward. That was the ambition of his life and the Christian race. Believer, can I say tonight, yes, this is the example that you and I also are to follow as we come to the end of 2022 and soon enter into 2023. What does the Bible say to you and I as Christians? In Hebrews 6, verse 1, it says, "Let us go on unto perfection." You read of Elijah and Elisha together serving the Lord, and the Bible says the two went on. There was a going on together in their witness and in their service for the Lord. Again, you remember the Lord's word to Moses at the Red Sea regarding himself and the children of Israel. The Lord spoke and he says, "Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, go on, continue on, progress, no going back." My indeed, as you and I, yes, would stand at the threshold of another year, child of God, God wants you and I to go forward and to go on in our Christian race. He wants us to go forward and go on in our witness for Christ. He wants us to go forward and to go on in our work for Christ. As Paul himself says here in verse 12, "But I follow after," we're to follow after the ways of God in this new year. Paul says, "I press toward the mark." We're to press on in the things of God and in the new year soon to be upon us. Well, yes, we are to have the burden of the hymn writer who said, "I'm pressing on the upward way." And also we see here with this realization and ambition, you see how Paul tells us that his life had a single aim. You look again at verse 13 there of Philippians chapter number 3. Notice what he says in the middle of verse 13. He says, "But this one thing I do." Paul was a man of one thing. In other words, he did not live for self. He did not live for the world. He lived only for God. He put the past behind him. He sought to seize every opportunity that came his way of serving the Lord. His life was dedicated to Christ. His life was sold out to the very things of God. He was a man of one thing. Philippians chapter 1 there in the verse number 21. Look at his testimony in the opening line of that verse. He says, "For to me to live is Christ." That was the one thing that mattered for Paul, to live for Christ. He says, "To me to live is Christ." Oh, brethren and sisters in Christ in 2023, may you and I also follow Paul's a desire here and Paul's pattern of being dedicated to the Lord. May we, yes, put the past behind us. May we not to rest, as it were, coast on the blessings of the past. We thank the Lord for the blessings of the past, but we're not to rest in those blessings. Nor are we to allow, as it were, the failures or the, the hindrances of the past to hold us back from going on with the Lord. Rather, as a people, we're to be a people of one thing, living for Christ, living for the things of God. The Bible says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. And in 2023, let us grasp every opportunity that comes our way for serving the Lord. Turn with me over to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. And the verse number 10. Notice what it says. It says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For it is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom, in the grave whithersoever thou goest. In other words, whatever opportunity comes our way for serving the Lord in this new year, we're to seize it with all of our heart. Seize it with all of our might. There's to be no, as it were, going back. Turn over to John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 21. And go down there just to the verse number 21 and 22 of the chapter. John's Gospel, chapter 21 and chapter and verse 21 and verse 22. Here we have Peter in conversation with the resurrected Christ. And Peter was concerned about John, what he would do and what others would do. But look at the Lord's answer to him in verse 21 and verse 22 of John's Gospel, chapter 21. It says, Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Notice the command the Lord gave to Peter. Follow thou me. In other words, Peter, be a man of one thing, following the Lord, serving the Lord, living for the Lord. And Christian, that's the Lord's word and the Lord's will for you and I as we enter into 2023. He says, follow thou me. Let us not be concerned about others, about what others think, about what others do. The Lord says, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. We're to follow the Lord. We're to follow after this pattern of Paul.